It's our unity. In the midst of our divided world that's getting pulled apart according to all these labels and all these generalizations and all these, as the world's getting pulled apart, we stand out as Christ, as belonging to Christ, when we show up unified in the midst of all that. When we can be one, that's evidence. That's the evidence, Christ says, that the world will see that he is who he says he is. So we need, City Lights Church, we need to pursue this. And don't get me wrong, I think we're good at this. I mean, yesterday was an example of God bringing unity in the midst of diversity. It was an awesome scene in here. Like, it was a packed house, and every face looked different. I mean, it was a really diverse group, but it was awesome, the unity that was part of it. But this is something that we need to pursue. We need to be active in pursuing the unity in the midst of our diversity. Because left on our own, we can get a little lazy, and some of these things can start popping up. We need to be aware of our tendencies to incorrectly classify people based on these labels we put on people. And I'm talking especially within the church. And so when we start saying things like, oh, those white people are so whatever, or the Spanish church, they just keep on, whatever, or Steve's group, or we start classifying people and start talking about how people are in group things, we got to watch that, because that's a danger zone. Because as we're doing that, we're dividing people based on these labels. And that's what we don't want to be about that. So we need to pursue this unity in the spirit. We need to pursue this actively by spending time with people that are outside of our people group, outside of our labels. Because you know what? It's really hard to be bigoted towards someone when you've spent time with that person, when you've hung out with them, when you've went to lunch, when you prayed together, when you were united in the spirit in that way. So we need to be intentional about this as well, about spending time with people that are outside of our normal people group, people that are different from us. And again, because our tendency is always to congregate to people like us. And just naturally, we're all going to turn into little circles of people that are like us. And there's going to be a circle of people that are together. There's going to be circles. And if you look around, typically those circles are different people groups. And so we need to be real intentional about breaking that mold and spending time with people outside of our people group. And what's so awesome about City Lights Church? You got all kinds of opportunities. It's like almost hard to find someone like you, right? Because we're all so different. But being intentional about that, you're going to find people here that you could go out to lunch with and spend time with that you maybe normally wouldn't, because they're not in the same, they don't carry the same label you carry, whether it be racially or economically or whatever else, that to break through those things and spend time together as the body of Christ in that way. And you will be surprised in how much you have in common with that person that would seem so different, because you share one grace. You share one spirit, and you share one citizenship together as a family of God. Well, we need to close, but there is so much more on this topic. I mean, seriously, this is a rich topic and deep. John, you guys know John over here, he wrote a book about this very thing called The Entirety of the Gospel, and it fleshes this out about Jesus Christ bringing unity in the midst of diversity and all these things through the Spirit. So if you want to read up on it, go check out John's book. It's on Amazon. But this really is a rich topic, and I wanted to address it today as just what Christ changes in us. And so as we close, I do have a closing question for you to ponder as we finish up, and then we'll have one final song of worship. The closing question is this. Is there any part of you working against Christ's work of unity? Christ is working to bring us together. Is there any part of you that's working in the opposite direction? Maybe in how you view people or even how you view yourself as separate. So I just want to challenge you to consider that today. Let's pray. God, thank you, thank you, thank you for your power of reconciliation. That you don't just reconcile ourselves to you, but you reconcile us with each other. God, help us to be working for that process instead of against that process. Help us to be united in your work of bringing people together. Help us to get out of our comfort zones and take a chance for you and spend time with people that may seem different from us, but yet we know we have so much in common in you. We love you and thank you. Help us to represent you well to our neighborhood, to our city, to our world. In Jesus' name, amen.